Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yad Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shvuot, Daf Mem Dalad Amud Bet, about to begin the penultimate Perek, Perek Shvi'i of Masechet Shvuot. And again, we have the same phenomenon we've had in several of the Prakim, where the entire chapter of Mishnayot is presented at the beginning of the Perek. And because the first Daf, our discussion today, really a little more than a Daf, is only a discussion about the first Mishnah. That's all we're going to do, and that's all I've put on the handout sheet. And in the next shiur, we'll go over Mishnayot Bet, Gimel, and Dalid, and then continue and go back piece by piece. Kol ha-nishpa'in shevat Torah. The general rule is nishpa'in v'lo mishalmin. You take an oath in order to not pay. In other words, you've been sued for payment, you take the oath to get out of it. Here are the exceptions. Five exceptions. Hasachir, meaning a hired worker, and that's what we're going to investigate today. Hanigzal, somebody who is the victim of theft. We'll see what that means. Hanechbal, somebody who's the victim of attack. Shekenegdo chashud al shvua, if somebody is the claimant and his opposite number cannot take an oath because he's suspected of lying under oath. Vachen vani al pinkaso, a unique case about a storekeeper and his ledger, and we'll get to that in a couple of shiurim. Now, hasachir ketzad, how does it work with a hired person? Amar lo ten li schari sheish li biyadcha. So if the hired person comes to the owner and says, to the fellow hired him and says, give me the money that you owe me, schari sheish li biyadcha, the money of mine that's in your hand, Hu omer natati? He said, I paid you. Valo omer lo natalti. And the other guy says, I didn't get my money. Hu nishba venotel? He takes the oath and he's able to collect. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says something here, and we're going to see it in the next couple of Mishnayot consistently. Aj desham miktzat hoda'ah. There has to be some sort of a partial admission so that it fits within the general framework of the shvua that we dealt with in the last perek of modeh b'miktzat. Ketzad. If he says you owe me 50 dinar for my work, for a kabalta dinar zahav, and he says you already got 25, then the oath will kick in. But if it's a full denial, the oath will not kick in. Okay, turn ahead to the beginning of the Gemara on the next Amud. Kol nishpa'in shevat Torah nishpa'in v'lo mishalmin. Menalan, what's the source for that? The idea that the default of an oath is an oath to keep yourself from paying, not an oath to collect. The Amar Kra. In the case of Shuat HaShomrim, V'lakach be'alav v'lo yishalem. And the drasha here is, V'lakach means not that he takes the item, but rather he takes the oath. Takes the oath and doesn't pay. Mi shalav v'shalem lo shvua, meaning it's the one who otherwise would pay, takes the oath and doesn't pay. Okay, Elish Meinu, Lein, etc. Now, Sachir, Ma'ishta Sachir et kinu le'rabanan d'mishtaba v'shakil. Why is the Sachir different? The Rabbanan made a takana, that as opposed to every other case where hamotzei mechaver lo v'raya, and therefore if you're making a claim, you have to be, if you have a good claim, the other fellow takes the shvua not to pay. Why here does the sachir do this? I'm reviewing Rav Shmuel, helachot gdolot shanu kan. So we have a kind of confusing statement that we have to work over. Originally, the version was that Shmuel said halachot gdolot shanu kan. Halachot? What do you mean? These are not halachot Moshe Sinai. This is a big takanot. Dolot, b'chal de'ikak tanot, what are they, small takanot? What does this mean? Nachman ha-reshu'al takanot kvuot shanukan. This is a set takanot. What does it mean? That it's a takanot that got taken away from one the place it should be and got put where it now is. Again, we don't know why. Akur abonan the shvua mi balabayit v'shadu ash sachir. They took the shvua away from the balabayit and put it on the sachir. Mishum kedechayav, because the sachir has to live. He works as a day laborer, might not have any money even for dinner, gets paid at the end of the day and can feed his family. Mishum kedechayav, the sachir kasin le balabayit. Why should the balabayit lose just because we want to take care of the sachir? Maybe the balabayit paid him, and we're letting this guy take an oath and collect. The answer is balabayit gufe nechale de mishtaba sachir v'shakil. The balabayit's also happy if his worker could take an oath and collect the money. Why? Because then people will be willing to work for him because they know that there's no way that they can be stiff. Adarabba, flip it around. Sachir nechaled lishtava balabayit v'nifka. The sachir would be happier if the balabayit had the ability to take the oath and not pay, Kiecha didli gari balabayit. So this balabayit will be willing to hire more workers. The answer is balabayit al korche ogir. No, the balabayit needs workers. Sachir nami al korche mitagir. The sachir needs a job. You can't say one needs more than the other. Ella balabayit tarud before alavu. The balabayit is distracted because of all the people working for him and doesn't remember if he paid. With the sachir, we say, is quite sure if he got paid or not. So why doesn't the balabayit just pay him when he makes the claim? Okay, we don't want to add shvuot in. The answer is, we want the balabayit to at least feel like he's not being rooked. So why don't we just say, always pay be'edim, and then there won't be a problem. The answer is, tricha le'milta, that's a big bother. So why don't you just pay him at the beginning of the day, which means once the guy's working, we know he's been paid. The answer is, shnehen rotzim ba'hakafa. Both balabayit and sachir are interested in working on credit, meaning where you don't get paid till the end of the day. The balabayit's reason is he may not have ready cash during the day, where he's now selling the produce of yesterday's work, and he'll only have cash at the end of the day. And the sachir certainly doesn't want to have to watch his money during the day while he's working. So if that's the case, then even when the balabayit made a specific agreement to pay him a certain amount for the job, and the disagreement here is not about whether he got paid, but how much the agreement was, we should say the balabayit's tarud and forgets. Alama Tanya, why does the Braita say, Uman Omer Shtaim Katzatzali, if an artisan says, we agreed on two, Vala Omer, Lo Katzatzalachat Lachat, but the fellow who hired him says, no, we agreed on one, Amosachalavaraya. The Uman has to prove that it was two. So the answer is, Ktsitzavari Midkadachirle, a person certainly remembers when he made a set price, but he just hired someone, doesn't remember if he paid him. So if that's the case, then with a regular worker, not a katzatz, but a regular worker, even if the guy comes to him the next morning and says, you didn't pay me, the sachir should be able to take a shvua and collect. Alama Tanya, what is the bright to say? Avar zmano v'lo natan lo, if the zman of collection, it's the end of the day, you have till through that night, passed, and you didn't get paid, hareza enu nishpa v'notel, the sachir can't do it anymore. Why? The answer is chazaka in balabayit over b'val talin, because we know the balabayit won't violate the law of lo talin, you're not allowed to hold over the sachar of the worker. V'amar balabayit tarud before alavu, which we say, but you said the balabayit is not doing it intentionally, but the balabayit is distracted. Hanimili mekami delim tizman chiyuvahu. That's only before the zman of chiyuv comes. But that's not chiyuva. Rami Anafshu Midkar, when the Zman Chiyuv comes, which by the end of the night, Balabayit stops and says, wait, did I pay everybody? And then he remembers he did or didn't. In this case, he remembers he did, and therefore he doesn't pay him. The Chis Sachir Over Mishum Bal Tigzol, in the same Pasuk as Lo Talin Pulat Sachir, it says Lo Tigzol. So you're saying we know the Balabayit won't violate but Lo Talin. Who says the Sachir is willing to be violate Lo Tigzol? Somebody's lying here. The answer is Gari Balabayit Ika Tre Chazaki. There's two Chazakot here. First, he won't violate lo talin pulat sachir chad boker. V'chada, the other one is de'ein sachir mashes charo. A sachir typically will not leave the job site without getting paid. So we have two chazakot supporting the idea that he already got paid. Okay, I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Shmuel. Now we're on to a new piece. Lo shanu ela shescharo be'edim. This halacha that the sachir can come and take the oath and collect is only if he was hired in front of Edim. If he hired him privately, the balabayit can say, I never hired you. And since he has that migo that he could make that claim, then he could say, I hired you and I paid you. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to, and this is something we just saw recently, said to Rav Nachman, quoting Shmuel, he said, Yasher. That's a good ruling. V'chein Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. So Michlal the Poligali Rosh Lakish, again, that's exactly what we had before. When saying that halacha, Rabbi Yochanan said that way, does that mean that Rosh Lakish didn't agree? So Ikadam Mishtahave Kashati Lei V'Shati Klei. Some people think that what Rabbi Yitzchak reported was that Rosh Lakish was drinking at the time that Rabbi Yochanan said it, and so he didn't respond. Or he was just waiting to hear Rabbi Yochanan said. Either way, we don't know what he said. So now Rav says, so Rav says exactly what Shmuel says. So it's now Rav and Shmuel and maybe Rabbi Yochanan all saying the same thing, that our Mishnah only applies if he was hired b'fnei edim. Otherwise, the Baal HaBayit could say, I paid you and be believed, because he could say, I didn't hire you. Now, Amram Rabbi Chama, so Rabbi Chama turns around and says, Kamalia Hashmata, what a wonderful halacha this is. Amar Le Rava, so Rava, who was always in competition with Amar Chama, says, my Mal Yuta, what's so good about it? How do you ever have Shvuat HaShomrim? After all, the guy can say, you know what? This thing never happened. Meaning, you never gave me the Pikono. So therefore, you should believe me when I say you gave it to me and it got lost. Why do I have to take a Shvua Shalo Shalachti Bayad? So the answer is, oh, so maybe Shvuat HaShomrim only applies when the Pikono was given b'fnei Eidin. So, mitoch she'achol amar lo, hechzartiv lecha. So you're right, he can't say, I never got the pikadon, but he can say, I returned it to you. Yechol amar lo nemsu, therefore, as amigo to say, it was stolen or something happened, lightning. So the afki lebishtara. So the answer is, the shvuat hashomrim now is only going to work when you make a pikadon with a star, which is getting a little bit on the extreme. Now, parenthetically, michal de tavayu sfirolu, obviously Rava and Rami Bar Chama both agree, that a mafkid eitzel chavero be'edim ain't sorich lachzir lo be'edim. If you give a pikaron be'edim, you're believed to say I returned it even without edim, because that's why they said, since you could have said I returned it to you, and be believed, that's your migo. Bishtar sorich lachzir lo be'edim, but if you give the pikaron bishtar, then you're not believed unless you give it back be'edim. Good. Now, kari rami b'chama alei de Rav Sheshet. So now, Rami b'chama, in discussing this whole piece, heard something Rav Sheshet commented on, and he said, what a beautiful, observation, what a sharp observation, and he quoted the Pasuk, Vayasim David at Advarim Ha'ila Bilibo. The Pasuk where David noticed that Achish was upset that David was there, and then he put on the act of a crazy man, etc. The Ashkech, why did he say that Pasuk about him? The Ashkech Rav Sheshet, Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshet bumped into this Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amarli, Tani Mar Midi B'Sachir, Rabba Bar Shmuel was evidently a Tana. He had memorized Breitot. So he said, do you have any Breitot about Sachir? Amarli'in, I got one, Tanina. Sachir bizmano nishpa venotel. Our Mishnah that a sachir can be nishpa venotel, that's only bizmano, meaning at the time of regular collection. Ketzad, bizman shamarlo shchartani v'lo natata li schari. You hired me, but you didn't pay me. V'alo mer shchatich v'natata l'char shchachani. The other guy says, I admit that I hired you, but I paid you. Aval amarlo, so then he could take the oath and collect. Aval, the Braita continues, amarlo shtayim katzatzta li, you agreed to pay me too. He said, no, I agreed to pay you one. Then the guy's got to prove that it's two, and he's not nishpavanot. Right, that was the bright, what did Rav Sheshet say? Hamid is sefer beraya, havereisha below raya. So it's, since the sefer is a case where you say, that means the reisha is without a raya, which means that even if you hired somebody, shelo be'edim, you still, they can be nishpavanotel. That's against Rav, against Shmuel, against this report of Rabbi Yitzchak, and supports Rav's contention that this whole halacha is leading us in a very bad direction vis-a-vis Shvuat HaShomrim. So Rambam Racham evidently switched sides. However, Rav Sheshet's way of reading this bright is not the only way. Amar Menachem Bar Yitzchak, he says, no. Reish of a Sefer Baraya. Both the Reish and the Sefer require a Raya. Meaning, in the Reish, you need a Raya that you were hired. In the Sefer, you need a Raya that the amount was two and not one. Raya de l'shalem k'tani. But when we mentioned Amotzer Chalav Raya, all we were mentioning was the proof that will get you to pay. Raya de shvua lo k'tani. The proof that will allow you to take a shvua, that we didn't say. We assume, meaning that we assume that there is proof that you were hired, and that allows you to take the shvua. So that means the Rav Sheshet's inference is not necessary, and we've saved Rav and Shmuel, and perhaps Rabbi Yochanan's contention that our Mishnah only applies when you're hired by Eidim. Okay, I'm Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Shalchu lehem bei Rav l'Shmuel. So, Beit Rav, after Rav died, the students used to send questions to Nahardeya to Shmuel. They asked the question, Yalamdeinu Rabbeinu, Psak, Umanu mer shtayim katzatzli. The artisan says, you agreed to pay me two. V'alo mer lo katzatzli l'chal achat. And the fellow hired him says, I agreed to one. Mi nishpa. Who takes the oath? Meaning, either the Uman is going to take an oath that it was two and collect two, or the Balabite is going to take an oath to collect one and only pay one. Amarla and Bazu Yeshiva Balabite Vafsid Uman. In this case, unlike the Sakhir, the Balabite takes an oath that was only one, and the Uman loses the extra. Now, Sitsa Vada Midkar Dechiri Inshin, based on the same principle that people remember when they made an agreement, the Balabite remembers what agreement he made. Eini v'atani Rabbi Bar Shmuel katzatza motzei b'chalav araya. Now, didn't we just learn in the Braita that if you made a set amount, then the Uman has to bring a raya? Meaning what? If he doesn't bring a raya, we assume that Bala Bayit only pays one without a shvua. Filomaiti raya, paka? So if he doesn't bring a raya, then the claim goes out? Amma, yishava Bala Bayit, yafsid Uman. Let the Bala Bayit take the oath and pay only one. So this ruling seems to be at odds with the Braita. Rav Nachman litzta ding tana. Rav Nachman says that this Braita is distributed. Om if you raya vitol, either the Uman can bring a raya that it's two and collect, or the Balabayit should take an oath, and the Uman will lose. Now, Meitave, watch this. Hanotein Tali told the Uman, and this, of course, a famous piece in Agozel. You give your garment to an Uman, to dye, let's say. Uman Omer Katzatzel Ishtayim, he says, we agreed on two for the dyeing job. Vala Omer Lo Katzatzel Chalachat. No, it was only one. Kozman Shtalipi Ad Uman. As long as the Uman's still holding on to the garment, Al Balabayit Lo Viraya, the Balabayit has to bring a raya that it was one. Not nalo, if he handed it over, bizmano, and it's collection time, the end of the day, the end of the week, whatever it is, nishpa v'notel, the Uman swears it was two and collects two. Avarzmano, but if it's past the time, then hamos v'chal raya, then the Uman has to prove his point. But bizmano, the middle case, that's what we care about. Mia nishpa v'notel, the Uman can do it, amai, according to Yushmuel, yishava balabayit, yafsid Uman, the balabayit should take the oath and only pay one. Yitzchak Kamani Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Yeah, that's authored by Rabbi Yehuda." Damar Kozman Shvua Notai Tzabala Bayit Sachir Nishpa V'Notel. His position is that anytime the Shvua seems to point towards the Balabayit, the Sachir takes the oath and collect. Same thing here with the Uman. Now, hey Rabbi Yehuda, which statement of Rabbi Yehuda tells us that he believes that? Elam Rabbi Yehuda Matnit. Remember Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah who said that there always has to be Hodav Miktsat, which means Rabbi Yehuda limits the scope of the Shvuah and doesn't allow a Sachir to take a Shvuah where the Rabbanan do, where it's a full claim and a full denial. Achmuri kamachmir. So why would you say Rabbi Yehuda is going to expand the range of Shvuah where here he limits it? Then Rabbi Yehuda omer, achtei shamo de mitzado da'a. El Rabbi Yehuda de baraita. It's Rabbi Yehuda from a baraita. Netanya Sachir. Kol zman shelo avar alav zmano. So when a Sachir, and he hasn't yet passed the time of a collection, or is a nishpa v'notel, like we saw. Vimlav ain't a nishpa v'notel. It's too late. He's not nishpa v'notel. Ve'amar Rabbi Yehuda. Here we go. Ematay v'asman shamar lo ten li schari 50 dinar sheish li biadchav u'omer lo kabalta v'hen dinar zahav. Again, it's same as in the Mishnah where it's a miktzat. O shamar lo. This is the part we care about. Shtaim katzatzta v'alo omer lo katzatzti lo katzatzta lo katzatzta elachat, where the disagreement is about katzitza, which means that Rabbi Yehuda equates the two and says, you paid me for my work, but you only paid me half, or we agreed on two, we agreed on one. He equates them. Aval amar lo lo schartich ha-meolam, but if he says, I never hired you, or shamar lo schartich ha-natatich ha-schachar, I paid you in full, ha-motzach ba-la varaya, then he doesn't allow for it. That's Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. But the main thing we're interested in is, here in this baraita, Rabbi Yehuda invokes tzitza equal to the other. He asks the same question, le-katzatz Rabbi Yehuda hivu l-rabbanan? How could it be that only Rabbi Yehuda allows for a shvuah, not Rabbanan? Hashtehechen amach Rabbi Yehuda mekil Rabbanan. Think about this. In a regular case of Sachir, Rabbi Yehuda's machmir says only if it's odab miktsat do I allow it. And Rabbanan or mekil said even without that. Hechen amach Rabbi Yehuda machmir Rabbanan. So when Rabbi Yehuda's mekil and allows an uman to take an oath and collect the two, will Rabbanan be machmir? Ve'alamai Rabbanan? But it's Rabbanan, ve'alhadatan Rabbi Shmuel, katzatz v'alavraya mani. Then that bright is nobody. But in the case of katzatz, everybody should say, you take the shvuah and collect. Allah Amarava, the answer is that your earlier assumption that anywhere that Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, the Rabbanan can be more mekel, is wrong. Bahakami palgi, there's two different machlokot. Rabbi Yehuda savar b'doraita avdule takanta l'sachir. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and this goes throughout our Mishnayot, that only in a case of a shvuah that's essentially de'oraita, motiv miktsat, that the Rabbanan make the takana to flip it and allow the sachir to take the oath and collect. Rabbanan have a takanta. And in a shvuah that is shvuah teseit, the Rabbanan, when you're kofar hakol, then takanta the takanta lo avdina. We don't flip it. We don't add a takana to that takana. The Rabbanan say, Ranami avdina takanta lo sachir. Rabbanan say, even if it were a shvuah, the Rabbanan will allow it. Uktsitsa midchar dachir, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, the ktsitsa is like anything else, and you forget, the Balabayit's tarud, And the Rabbanan say no. He remembers. And therefore, the Nachman then identified that the position that says that the Uman can take the oath about the Ksitza, that follows Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next podcast, and go back to Mishnah Bet Gimel and Dalet, and then learn about Nigzal, Nechbal, etc. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.